Now we're moving into one of our more extensive lessons, lesson 99, to cover the Hittite civilization. This is an incredible confirmation of the accuracy and reliability of the Old Testament using archaeology. Now, throughout the Old Testament, you see the verses here over and over again. They refer to this civilization known as the Hittites. In Genesis 23:10, it talks about Abraham buying Sarah's burial place from Ephron the Hittite. Genesis 25, Ephron the Hittite, where Abraham is buried. Genesis 26, Esau takes Hittite wives. And you see it all the way along down to 1 Kings 11, where Solomon takes Hittite wives. Now, here's the problem with that, the skeptics charge. Click on the screen. Only the Bible records the Hittites as a significant, powerful kingdom. Experts regarded them as either a fictional story or too insignificant for any historian to even mention. So, in other words, in our universities, up until what you see below, 1834, the scholars laughed at Old Testament scholarship defending the Hittites because we had no evidence they ever existed. They're not recorded in any other ancient literature. Well, guess what? The Hittite capital of Hattusa was discovered in 1834 and dates back to 1600 BC. 10,000 clay tablets of Assyrian Egypt dating to 1287 BC were discovered in 1906 at Bakhazkoy, central Turkey, that contained records, detailed records of Hittite and Egyptian battles. So you had the capital discovered of Hattusa, and then you had this incredible clay tablet library all about the Hittite civilization. Let's go to the next slide. So when we look at the Hittites, now here's what scholars know. The dark red up here shows the Hittite Empire when it expanded under Hittali I back in 1590 BC. But then look what happens. In 1300 BC was the height of Hittite power, where under Supilumia I, he expanded it all the way down till he's butting up against the Egyptians. So, in 1200 BC, the fall of the Hittite Empire, one of the superpowers of the Bronze Era, under Supilumia II, just as it's described in Exodus 23:23, where that Hittite Empire finally comes to an end. The Bible records and shows you the details of the Hittites, and then it's confirmed with archaeology. If we go to the next slide, here's what the capital city of Hattusa looks like in modern-day Turkey. You have the entrance through the gate. If you click on the screen, you have the inscription of the king, the last Hittite king of the empire. And then you have this written down by Fred Wright in his book, Highlights of Archaeology in Biblical Lands. The Bible picture of the Hittites fits in perfectly with what we know of the Hittite nation from the monuments. As an empire, they never conquered the land of Canaan itself, although Hittite local tribes did settle there at an early date. Scripture accuracy has once more been proven by the archaeologists. Let's go to the next slide. Again, we look at the vast empire of the Hittite people, and we trace, if you click on the screen, those same verses and remind ourselves about the alignment we have in the Bible that teaches us of the Hittite empire and what we've discovered now and we've confirmed through archaeology. We go to the last slide, slide five, just click on the screen. We can see now what's been unearthed as a line of all the Hittite kings, what we know, what we can know from all those clay tablets. Their empire began around 1600 BC. They were at the height of their power around 1300 BC. And then finally, at the end is when their empire started declining around 1200 BC. And it's right in that time frame around 1400 to 1450 BC where Abraham leaves Ur of the Chaldees and he begins traveling. And he ends up being a significant part of this whole Hittite civilization, his interactions with them, and then the recordings by Moses in the Bible in the first five books of the Torah. So there you have it. Once again, the Bible is validated through archaeology with the incredible findings of the Hittite Empire.